I came to an interview at Bristol. My dad brought me down in the spring of 1956. And it was one of those wonderful sunny spring days. And the interview was on, I think, the third floor in the newly built apprentice training school. And in the waiting room, where there were lots of other lads going to be interviewed, you had a fantastic view over the runway. And there were Britannias doing what we call circuits and bumps. They were flying around, coming into land, touching down and going off again. And that decided me, hey, I really want to come and work in this place. I was offered a four-year student apprenticeship, with the first year what they called a pre-diploma year, and then 3 years study to higher national diploma. And I accepted. So I started, I think it was the 10th of October, 1956. And we got paid. We had, at the end of the week, we had one of those little envelopes with a transparent window in it, with some pound notes in it and some coins. And you could count the pound notes because they were carefully folded, so you could see. And there weren't very many of them. I had £3.15 in my pay packet at the end of the week. And I had to pay my landlady £3.05. So I really don't know how I managed. I think my dad must have given me some money because I couldn't have managed otherwise. There were two other apprentices in digs with me, Dave Lines and Mike Yates. They were both younger than me because I'd been at school and done A-level, and they'd come after O-level. And we used to catch the number 5 bus from Stokes Croft up to Filton. And most people used to go to work either walking or on bikes or on buses. Very, very few cars in the car park in those days. And it was sixpence on the bus. So there you are, that was £5 a week of my spending money gone already. When we were in the training college, we had a morning break. We used to go down to what they call the Aces, a little cafe downstairs, and have a cup of tea for threepence. And lunch, we used to go over to Rodney Canteen, and you could get an enormous plate of chips with a sausage roll, really big sausage roll, and baked beans. And I think we paid 1 and threepence for that. So, but that was really good. But it was a brilliant apprenticeship. And every apprentice was given I had a drawing board and a T-square, and the drawing clips, which I've still got, and they can go in your exhibition, and a set of drawing instruments, a boxwood scale, a set of squares, and a protractor. And we had a load of textbooks. I've passed those on to my son. I don't think they're much use now because they're all in pound feet units, whereas, of course, today everything's gone metric. And every apprentice had 3 pairs of green overalls, and they were tailor-made. I mean, apprentices came in all shapes and sizes, and they were good. They fitted, even the long, thin ones and the short, fat ones. They had 3 pairs, and you had a locker, and the idea was you were wearing 1 pair, and then 1 pair was in the wash, and then 1 pair in your locker waiting for you to use it. And this was done by a firm called General Industrial Cleaners. They made the overalls. They washed them every week. And I think we had some money deducted from our pay, about a shilling a week or something like that, to pay for the overalls.